Firstly, we should pay homage to the owner of the this Dhamma, to the Buddha, by recitation of Namo Tassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. So tonight I have chosen a short, very short title for my Dhamma talks. So the name is 5 M's. While listening to my Dhamma talk, you will gradually come to understand why it has such a short titles, 5 M's. The first M stands for mankind, referring to both human beings and human world. Since you and I, the speaker and the listener, all belong to the human world, I feel it is better for me to talk about mankind first. But first, I want to tell you about one day while I was standing on a third-story balcony, gazing at the roads below. One line from a story I have read come into my mind, which goes, "From those on the top of the mountain who look down at the area below, the view is wider and clear." Remembering this line, I thought about the countless wants and desires that are inside the hearts of the people on the road. Then I asked myself a question. The people on this road are coming and going, either on foot or in vehicles. Why they are doing so, what they are looking for day after day. And I thought about that answer. If you were asked this question, I think you will give me many various answers. Before telling my answer, I would like to mention a funny children's story I once read. One day, a son asked his father, "Father, why are people coming and going day after day from south to north, north to south, east to west, and west to east?" The father made a joke and replied, due to his son's knowledge to understand, "Oh, my sons, they are afraid that if everybody took the same direction, the earth will fall upside down. So they go in all directions." My answer is that the reasons they are moving here and there and working is mainly just to find various kinds of happiness. You also come to the Chambaka retreat. If I ask why do you come from this meditation retreat, you maybe say to get the mentally happiness. After the meditation retreat, when you go back, you are home also, I think you will get your enjoyment of happiness. So is it in this country also, from our country, many workers come and not our country, Indonesia, Nepal, Bangladesh, many workers come and to work this, they work in this country. Really and actually, they also to get physical and mentally happiness. Really, we have to fulfill to three basic needs which have been with us since the beginning of round of rebirth, whose three needs are food, clothing, and shelter. These three things are essential for human beings, and only when we have them, good and delicious food, and fine and good quality clothes, and also and very good shelter, only we can get enjoyment in human lives. To fulfill this requirement, what are people searching, collecting day after day? Generally speaking, most of the people are searching and collecting material possessions. Here, the word material is the second M. Material possessions include all these things. So we want to see very beautiful fonts and very variety of picture or good sense. Also, we want to listen pleasant sound. We want to smell good fragrance. Also, we want to touch gentle, tangible object. We want to wear. So, also the various kind of building to get us. So nowadays, in the human world, because of people desire, so many different kind of products are created in different form, shape, and design. So because of modern technology, producers are creatively producing and selling their products in order to match the desire of the consumers. You understand about these modernized material products better than me. The attitude in the human community is that the persons who possess and utilize this modernized product is a person of prestige and power and is superior in status to others. And so people are making great effort to search for and to possess these new products and to have material wealth. Really, we don't want to criticize them for doing so, because everyone must earn a living. Even, you see, we monks also can live only when we have appropriate food, robes, shelter, and medicines. Nowadays, modernized monks also, they are trying to get laptop computer, handphone, digital video and camera, sometimes Prado and Pajero also include. Because of that, I don't want to criticize lay people, oh, you are not greedy. Monk and nun also now greedy. But you see, while trying to possess such modernized material products, people are turned to unwholesome way with extreme selfish and greedy. I especially want to talk here about the third M, morality. Morality of human being has been eroded while they try to attain more and more material possessions. They no longer take care of two important phenomena, which in fact beauty and preserve the human world, namely hiri and ottapa, shame and fear of wrongdoing. The two lokapala dhamma, so lokapala means these two mental factors are protect our human worlds. Hiri means moral shames, being ashamed to do bad deeds, and ottapa means moral dreads, being afraid to do bad deeds. If hiri and ottapa, people, they don't care and obey and practice this hiri and ottapa, their behavior will be changed, look like animal. Because of that, hiri and ottapa is very important to protect our human society. There is a certain level of social and culture, respect that should exist, let's say, between parents and children, between husband and wife, between siblings and between relatives. But nowadays, people do not follow this behavior very strictly. They have less and less respect for each other. As a result, we have problems within family, between friends, etc., and lack of understanding each other, lack of unity among people, and kindness to each other is being destroyed. So because of that, Buddha also point out, no, we should follow that, we should practice this morality also. Charita sila and varita sila is very important. Charita sila means fulfilling the moral precept prescribed by the Buddha, and varita sila means refraining from immoral conduct prohibited by the Buddha. So charita sila means practiced by moral conduct and performs of such social duty, such as duties of parents, son and daughters, duty of teacher and pupils, duty of wives and husband, duty of employee and employer, duty of king and citizen. So this responsibility shown in the Singhalovara Sutta. So varita sila means avoiding and restraining from immoral conduct as observing 5 moral precepts constantly, 8 or 9 moral precepts occasionally. So this is very important. And then the result, because of nowadays, they don't respect and obey that this morality, then the result of the erosion of morality demonstrated by an increase in criminal activity all over the world, and people are suffering more and more from mental unhappiness. The word mental is the 4th M. So before I tell the mind and mental, I want to tell a Burmese story. One day, in rainy retreat in Burmese village, one monastery, the Dayaka, one of the groups, come and offer to the monks. After that, they ask the precepts and request to keep Dhamma talk. Then abbot also please and give them very long discourse. So his Dhamma was too long that this listener are boring. After listening, they said, "Oh, this man doesn't understand household life. He knows his desire only. Really, we are very busy. We have to do so many things in our house. We have no time to listen his long discourse. So we are very late to go back home." After complaining, they leave from the monastery. The monk also hear their complaint. Next time, this Dayaka come again and request like that. At that time, this monk sat on the chair and gave the present, and then he said, "Today, my Dhamma talk is Chaita." Chaita means minds. He said one word only and was sitting on the chair silently. The listener also were waiting and thinking, what will he say next? The time was little bit longer. The Dayaka are impatient. So they could not bear this condition and asked, "Pandi, how about your Dhamma talks? Why don't you continue your talks? What are you waiting? Why didn't you not say anything else?" After that, the monk replied, "I have already finished my Dhamma talk." "So, you like short Dhamma talk that? I'm pretty short Dhamma talk." This is mine only. This is enough for you. Because our Lord Buddha had said about this Chitta mind, many ways, many times, in many places, you can think on this Chitta Dhamma yourself in wider way. So like that way, no, the monk also displayed, no, replying, I should stop my Dhamma talk here. Really, because in this world, no, in the Dhammapada also, Yamaka Weka, Chaita Weka, Buddha explained about the mind condition. Because of that, mind and matter, I think mind is very important. Whatever possess our life, materiality, one day, if you hear something, no, the bad news or sad news, suddenly your body is changing. Whatever your possession are cannot help you. Really, you must, no, manage your mind only so you can solve your mental problem. Because of that, mind is very important. Nowadays, people have to be very competitive at work and are under so much strain and stress that they finally become exhausted and confused because of searching for the materiality. In addition to this kind of suffering, as Buddha also told us in the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, every person will have to face suffering as a result of separations, either in life or in death. We all have to separate from the things of being we love, and there is also great suffering result from the contact with things of being we don't love and we don't want. And when we don't get the things we do want or wish for, when we come across such suffering, we become worried and sad. These all are part of the mental unhappiness. So meditation is the fifth MN. It is the best way for curing and solving this mental unhappiness and problem. Samatha and Vipassana meditation were taught by the Buddha himself and as the best way to overcome mental suffering. Now people of great wisdom have come to understand that we cannot attain real happiness by controlling modern physical things and instrument only, and it is also important to attain inner mental happiness and peace. To realize the true nature of mind and matters, to attain mental peace, first of all, we should observe sila morality. We can do this by observing self-imposed precepts such as not harming other beings, not taking what is not freely given, and so on. Keeping the precepts well can bring great mental enjoyment both to you and those around you. If you live in such a way that we keep precepts and practice so we can get the purification of Bhaju. After that, if we practice Samatha, calm meditation and Vipassana, insight meditation as taught by the Buddha, will ultimately have purification of mind and mental happiness. That way, more and more people are studying the Buddha's Dhamma or the Buddha's teaching and practicing meditation in meditation centers. I would like to urge you to listen and to study the Buddha's teaching and to diligently follow and practice this Buddha's teaching. So in this Buddha teaching also, there are 14 meditation different samatha meditation subjects. Because you should find one or more which suit you and then systematically practice, study and practice them. So for our daily life, full protected meditation is very useful for us. Because nowadays, I have talked how to overcome the five hindrances also. So nowadays, most of the, you know, people overwhelmed by the many sensual pleasure because of this modernized thing. If you practice the Asubha Bhavana, so this Asubha Bhavana can remove the lustful mind. Also, if you practice Buddha Noksati day by day, if you can get the happiness, and also because of practicing the Buddha Noksati, you can get the protection for your daily life. Also, if you practice Metta Bhavana also, you can get the mentally happiness, and also you can live in our society. After that, I shall explain about the Metta Bhavana. Also, you should practice the recollection of self-death. That also very important to practice. If you practice self-death, you don't fear the whatever condition, and also you can get the sense of the urgency to practice the meditation mystery. Meditation. So really, taking pills to cure mental exhaustion and confusion is not a good habit, as it may lead to terrible side effects and long-term dependency. If you are physically and mentally tired, practice mindfulness of breathing, and soon you will feel fresh again, both in body and mind. Also, really, now you can practice the mindfulness of breathing. If you cannot attain any the sign of concentration or first jhana or second jhana or third jhana or fourth jhana, no need to disappoint. If you can practice anapana systematically, this method also very useful for your life, because one day in your daily life, if you are bodily and mentally tired, you should take rest any posture, lying down or sitting on the chair, or with cross-leg position, or try to pay attention in and out breath. If you practice mindfully, comfortably concentrate on in and out breath, slowly and slowly, you can remove this mentally and bodily fatigue and tired condition. After that, you will get refresh and recreation. Also, one day, we must face disease to cut our lifetime. That also, at that moment, it's a Buddhism that is very important time. If we can consider unwholesome action or unwholesome action of object, or so good destination, the nimitta, or then only in the future you can get the good existence. But in the moment, because of you are very seriously pain, uncomfortable feeling, you cannot considering any unwholesome thought or any unwholesome action. Because if you can pay attention in and out breath, this wholesome thought is in as a worldly being. So this is the Mahakutala Chitta, highest wholesome thought. Because of that also, this wholesome thought will give the result in the future. You meet the Buddha or Buddha disciple. After listening or after practicing, you can attain this jhana concentration or path and fruition. You will gain quickly. Because of that, if you can practice anapana meditation in this meditation retreat also, this is the, you get the good benefit in this meditation camp. So therefore, you should practice any samatha and vipassana meditation to get the enjoyment of, to get the mental happiness. If you practice vipassana meditation, so this meditation only, you can really overcome the difficulty caused by the eight vicissitudes of life, loka dhamma. These eight vicissitudes of life are namely gain and lose, honor and dishonor, happiness and misery, praise or blame. Really, in our lifetime, whoever may be, we must face, sometimes we get the gain, sometimes also we lose this our wealth and property, sometimes also we get the honor, sometimes also we get the dishonor, sometimes also we get the happiness, sometimes also we get the misery, sometimes also we get the praise, sometimes also we get the blame. Whatever condition, we must manage our mind. When we gain, if we get the property and prosperity and wealth, at that moment also, we should not pride. If we pride, so one day if we lost our this condition, this property, because of depression, sometimes you can see in your surrounding also, some very rich men, when they lost their property, because of they can't manage their mind, they suicide themselves. Really, this is not correct way only. If he lost his property also, if he can manage his mind and if he pride, if he attempt again, surely one day he may be wealthy again. So like that way, sometimes also some celebrity, they are like, they get the honor and praise. At that time, they are very proud. After that, because of their fame is loose, so they become depressed and they use their intoxicant fruit and intoxication, drink and drug, because of they lost their life. So if they can manage their life, so they cannot face like that problem. So therefore, if we practice Vipassana meditation only, we can understand our internal world and outside world. Also, we can realize our true nature of mind. We can manage our mind. Whenever we face this eight vicissitudes, we can get the equanimity mind. Such practice of meditation is useful in the sense that it can prevent and cure mental unhappiness, even if we cannot attain the path and fruit and nirvana in this lifetime. Such practice will propel us to a good rebirth and what more to reach the path and fruit and nirvana. I would like to say here that some people criticize those who study Buddha Dhamma. They say that Buddhism and those who study Buddhism are finding fault with human world and that by practicing meditation, they will be depressed and disappointed and at last be lonely and may even go mad. It is not true. The important thing is the method. If we use to approach, we use to approach Buddhist must be a realized try and trust method. Then if you practice systematically in accordance with the instruction of an experienced teacher, you will see and know the reality about the human world for yourself. Then you will be able to live accordingly, appropriately in your environment while following the Buddha's teaching. Because yesterday also I told you, so Buddha lifetime, so the Bhattachari or Pisagorami, so many women in Buddha lifetime, because they face this type of eight vicissitudes, so they became mad. But after not listening the Buddha and not preach Dhamma and also practice, they free from this worst condition and attain the Arhanta stage. Because of that, because of meditation, cannot get them mad. So only if they practice wrongly or because of their heavy karma only, they can get there. So not this type of mental problem. So sometimes also really, so the teacher also very important. In our center also sometimes some meditator, they come and so they face that this type of problem. After that, we tell them not to practice very hardly, trying to practice regularly, only practice, trying to eat regularly, trying to eat enough food, trying to get enough sleeping. Otherwise, because of the lack of energy, so slowly and slowly, their mental efficiency is weaker and weaker, they become crazy. At that time also should go to the psychiatrist. They will give the suitable medicine. Because sometimes in our brain, because of the hormones are not balanced, sometimes the one type of hormone excessive, so that is type of meditator. This type of patients, they are aggressive mind. So sometimes also, because of they are one type of hormone weak, they get the depression. So therefore, to balance that this hormone is taking the suitable medicine is the better way. Here on, as all station B are living depend on each other. We human beings have to live and work together in the relatedly and depending on each other. For instance, within family, association at work, and etc. Meanwhile, this may lead to many large and small problems. We will have to solve this problem somehow while trying not to let them spread and grow by keeping kindly, patient and metta in our hearts. You might have seen, for instance, a man of extreme anger and pride who is destroying both human and his environment. On the other hand, if there is a man who is well practiced in loving kindness, he may act like a pivot, turning his environment into a wholesome and happy place. You see, in a second world war or nowadays also, because of one man extremely anger and pride, so he can destroy our human society. You can read in the newspaper. So because of one man anger, so many people die in the Middle East, in Iraq. So also because of one man who well practiced in loving kindness, also his surrounding peace and can get the happiness. You see, and really you see our Pa'oxiaro, because of his loving kindness, many people nowadays they get the happiness. In our center also, daily under the his guidance, under the his loving kindness, many thousand meditators are practicing. So because of one man, metta citta, so his surrounding get the happiness. Therefore, the strengthening your metta power every day, develop your metta, sending it to all beings, including yourself. In the same way, whatever you say or think, however you behave, keep loving kindness in your heart in order to share the feeling of peace and happiness with all beings. Nowadays, there are so many meditation centers where they provide the food and shelter for the yogi so that the yogi can practice without worrying about such things. So find the suitable teacher you can directly and who can direct you how to meditate systematically. People nowadays are making great scientific development which can improve the qualities of their life. So like learning the computer or motor car driving or so start English speaking class, or they join many techniques to learn for their life. Similarly, we should learn to meditating method. In that way, they can practice, come to know how learning of meditation can improve oneself, inner self in their lives. So now I will recap what is the 5 NR: mankind, materiality, morality, mind and mental, and meditation in our mankind human worlds. So people are searching for the materiality, so materialism. But so if you searching for the materialist also, but you should keep your morality. If you keep morality only, you and yourself present and in the future life, you will get the happiness. Otherwise, because of morality loose, so you will get the mind and mental problem. If you face sometime because of world 8-5 vicissitude, whenever you face that this mentally unhappiness condition, by the meditation trying to solve your problem only, you can get the prevention and curing medicine. Let me strongly urge you to remember that while you are searching for material possession, please keep your morality. So in order to avoid mental disturbance and suffering, please practice meditation and use it as a preventive medicine for such problem. Now, let me conclude my talk by saying that it is very rare to have a human life. While having such life as we now have, I want to wish you all physical and mental happiness, and lastly, but most importantly, I hope that you can all attain the infinite happiness, which is the path to fruition and nirvana. May you be well and happy. So, no, try to pay no homage to the Buddha by practicing the his dhamma and sharing to the merits to the departed no relatives and friends. Imaya dhammanu dhammapatipattiya buddham pujjami imaya dhammanu dhammapatipattiya dhammam pujjami imaya dhammanu dhammapatipattiya sangham pujjami adaya imaya patipattiya jati jara vyadhi marana ma parimocchisami idame punyam asavakkhayam vaham hotu idame punyam nibbanassa pacchayo hotu mamma punya bhagam sabba sattanam bhajemi te sabbe me samam punya bhagam labantu sadu sadu sadu.